Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The question to some degree is, how do you help someone that's lost? And the answer to that is, if they aren't willing to not be lost, you cannot help them. And I would also say that as a clinician. You see, I mean, it's a statement that's informed, I would say, by my mythological knowledge, but also by straight clinical wisdom, not mine particularly. I mean, one of the things that Carl Rogers pointed out was that there were necessary preconditions for entering into a therapeutic relationship. And that would be really any relationship where the mutual flourishing of the two people involved was the paramount goal. And one of the preconditions was that both people had to want that to happen. And Rogers believed he didn't know how to get the horse to drink once you had brought it to the water. And I've thought about that a lot, because when people are really lost, sometimes they're so lost that they can't be found. And I think the only thing that you can do in a situation like that is get your life together and manifest the reality of an alternative mode of being. That's what you've got. And so that's the only way I know of to solve an intractable problem. Don't cast pearls before swine. And what that means is, if you're trying to help and it doesn't work, then stop helping. It's not helping, right? It may be just wasting your time. It might be making things worse. You know, if you're offering something and it's not taken, then perhaps you should be offering it somewhere else. And sometimes, if you offer a hand and the person won't take it, you have to stop offering the hand. And then what you do is you go off and you have your life. And sometimes that means in people's lives, for example, that they have to leave their family members behind. Sometimes the thing you do is walk away, because there's no other solution. And if you are trapped in pathological relationships and you see no way out of them, if someone who is sinking has their hands around your neck and is pulling you down, you're not obligated to drown with them. You know, there's a rule too, if you're a lifeguard, you know, some of you have had lifeguard training. How do you approach someone who's drowning and panicking in the water? Feet out, right, like this. It's like, I'll save you, but that doesn't mean you get to drown me while I'm doing it. And if it's you drown or both of us drown, it's you drown. And that's wisdom. That's not cruelty, right? So, yeah.
Often you talk about one way to find meaning is in the journey between who you are and who you could be. But how do you make sure that when deciding like who you could be, that you're not aiming too high?
Right.
Because then potentially you could be disappointed.
Oh, that's so a good. That's
how
a really...
do you make sure that it's challenging enough to keep you engaged?
That's a really good question. Yeah. Well, that's something you encounter practically in a clinical setting all the time. Well, you know, let's say I was dealing with a client, and maybe that was somebody who, say a man 35 years old, he still lived at home, so he was too dependent. His room is a complete bloody catastrophe. And you know, he's living like a bratty 13-year-old, and that gets pretty ugly by the time you're 35. You know, and he knew it, and I'm sure his mother knew it. Although obviously she put up with it, which was probably her mistake, at least in part. But maybe we decide, well, you know, let's start by cleaning your room. And so as a cognitive behavioral psychologist, you engage in a process called collaborative empiricism. And that's partly to solve the problem that you described as, well, how do we know we set the right goal? Well, we'd say, well, go try it and just watch yourself like you don't know who you are and come back next week and we'll see how you did. And maybe, I remember this one client, he came back and he said, you know, I went and got the vacuum cleaner from the closet, which is something I really have never done. And I put that vacuum cleaner in the doorway of my bedroom crossways, so it blocked the doorway. And then I just walked over it for a whole week. And like, he was completely nonplussed at his own intransigence. And look what he did, eh? He was so resentful and so angry that he, instead of vacuuming his damn bedroom like he planned, he just stuck the vacuum in his own way and then martyred himself over it every day for a week. It's like, okay then, we're starting to get somewhere with the whole you living at home thing here. And so, well, that was too high a goal for him. And you say, well, how do you know that? It's like, well, he didn't do it, did he? So then what you do practically is you say, well, how about you bring that vacuum cleaner into your room this week and that's your whole assignment? And just watch what happens when you bring it in. Watch the fantasies that flicker in the back of your mind as you live out your resentment at your therapist for daring to make you bring that vacuum across the threshold of your bedroom. And so if people catch those fantasies, whew, that's quite the bloody nightmare and quite the revelation to themselves, I can tell you, because you have to be...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Be one angry person to put a vacuum cleaner in your doorway and walk over it every day for a week. And so then we'd get somewhere. It's like, okay, now we're getting to the bottom of things, you know. And but maybe the next week he'd come back, well, with the fantasies at hand and rather shocked as a consequence, but the vacuum cleaner was then in his room. And so he broke the threshold there, you know. And then maybe we'd have to, maybe all he could do was sort out a drawer or half a drawer, something like that. So what you do is, you know, you pick a target that you think is probably reasonable and you can negotiate that with yourself. And what I would do often practically with my clients is I would say, well, your life is not going very well and that's why you're here. I mean, that wasn't a pronouncement on my part. And I would ask them, you know, what problems they were suffering from, what they were suffering from. But I would usually do a pragmatic analysis of the generic quality of their life. And it's not that hard to do. You can do this for yourself. It's part of this self-authoring program that I have online. Well, I'm miserable and I'm anxious and I'm bitter and I'm angry and I'm stuck in my career and I don't seem to be able to get anywhere. And God damn it, life isn't worth living anyways. And so half the time I'm suicidal. It's like, okay, you know, right? Now we've established the problem domain, right? At least somewhat. And then I would say, well, hypothetically, you'd rather that some of that wasn't the case, right? So because we want to establish a goal, what is it you want? More misery or less misery? And usually by the time people had come to therapy, unless they were mandated to do so, which never works, by the way, they wanted things to be better. That's why they were there. You know, now and then you get someone who was there just to, you know, maybe please someone else or... But I could usually get beyond that, because if they were willing to come there, there was at least a part of them that was hoping that there was such a thing as up. And then we'd just walk through their life. It's like, okay, well, let's do an assessment. Do you have any friends? And how often do you see them? Well, I have 6 friends, but I only see them once every 6 months, you know, one of them every 6 months. Well, you know, that's pretty low on the friendship hierarchy. So I just file that away as a piece of evidence. Do you have an intimate relationship? Are you as educated as your intelligence would indicate might be useful? Do you have a job? Do you have a career, or failing that, a job? Right? Because generally people need at least a job and perhaps hopefully a career. How do you regulate your drug and alcohol use? Because that's a major pitfall for people. How do you use your leisure time? How do you take care of yourself mentally and physically? Now, that's not everything about life, right? But if you don't have any of that, well, we have a place to start then, you know, like maybe you should try to make one friend, you know, and there are ways of doing that. So, for example, one of the things that my wife and I used to do when we moved to a new place, which we did fairly often, was we'd pick some local hangout place, restaurant, bar, something like that, and we just go there every week. And until we started to know at least the proprietors, we'd introduce ourselves and we'd make that a routine. And then, you know, you can get to know people. And sometimes with my clients, I would have to, some of them were incredibly not socially skilled, like in ways you just have no idea. Well, maybe some of you do. How? Well, because I don't mean you specifically, although maybe I do, but you certainly may know people like this. You know, I had one client who was literally so socially anxious he could not use a telephone, and so he was just he was absolutely terrified of people. He'd been horribly bullied. He was 3/4 deaf. He had obsessive compulsive disorder. He had an intellectual impairment. I mean, this guy had a rough time, man, and he was so terrified of, he could hardly talk to men and women, man. They were so terrifying to him. He just didn't even know literally where to start. Well, sometimes when people are extremely impaired, they don't know anything basic. They have no friends. Why? Well, they introduce themselves like this. What's your name? And then maybe you say it, but they're so preoccupied that they don't hear it. And then they shake hands. So let's shake hands. That's not good. That's not good. You don't remember the name. You're not making eye contact, so you can't see the person's emotional response, and then you're afraid, and that's why you're looking away. And then because you're afraid and you're looking away, you don't pick up the social cues about how to initiate conversation, even if you know how to do that. So then you're awkward, and because you're looking away, you don't listen, and then you can't enter into the flow of conversation. And so we'd practice shaking hands, you know, maybe 20 times till the person could do it and was comfortable with it. And, you know, that's how you start at the bottom of things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.